Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We have an awesome event we're about to talk about here. We'll announce it. We'll talk about it. It was great last year. It's been great since its inception. And joining us to talk about that is Tony Busilli from the Wild Things. He's putting together the roster there. He has put together the roster for the Wild Things. Going to make the playoffs this year. That's my prediction. And you also worked in the Texas Rangers front office.
Yep.
And so before we get into announcing this awesome event, which we are excited to talk about, you got some theories on arm injuries here. As a guy who scouted for the Rangers, give us your theory, because we'll take any and all theories about these things.
I mean,
I would suggest moving the microphone just a smidge closer.
A little bit closer.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. And he moved his body. He didn't move the mic. He just leans forward.
We're easy that way. I mean, I look at it being in the system, being behind those closed doors, kind of seeing those conversations of how they evaluate these guys on a day-to-day basis. A lot of it is just let them get out of their own way. Let them go out. Let them utilize their own stuff. Let them do what works best for them. And what works for one guy doesn't work for another. There's examples and stories that I've been in there with guys who are fourth rounders that the guy was throwing 96, 97 every day and getting strikeouts in the minor leagues in high A ball with the Rangers. And pitching coordinator comes in and says, all right, today I want you to get a two-thirds of your strikeouts. I want him on breaking balls today. And the kid he had a sub-3 ERA at the time, and he goes out there and he gives up 6 runs. Just because of the change of philosophy that a pitching coordinator or one of those baseball pitching science guys come in and try to tweak. Just let these guys be themselves. What works for the example we were talking at break, what works for Jared Jones might not work for Skeens, might not work for Bailey Falter. These guys they're training their bodies a different way. They're different body types. Their arms are scientifically, they're all different. So thinking that one model works for everybody is kind of a broken philosophy. I understand the science. I understand the money behind all these decisions. It's the same way with hitters. The amount of times I've been in meetings at that level and they say, you need to add a leg kick like this guy, or you need to put your hands in position like this guy. These guys have been successful for a reason. Mm-hmm. Let them go. Let them play. And if we were, like we mentioned, if a guy would play 3 years at the big league level and then his fourth year, he needs Tommy John. Okay, how valuable is that for you guys that you had 3 years of letting him go with no restrictions? And if you have to eat 1 year of a Tommy John, so be it. There's no perfect solution for this. Go out, play baseball. Let these guys go. Let them compete. I think on the player side of it, that's where their passion lies.
I was talking to a dad yesterday, and you know, he's ran youth organizations for a long time, and he said that this is starting in the youth organizations. Like, even 9-year-olds, my son's 9, and he's like, you know, there's parents and there's coaches out there teaching kids how to throw curveballs and, you know, the spin and doing different things, and just it's unbelievable.
And they're probably throwing every day.
Every single day. So I think it is also an issue with the younger generation of how they're throwing the ball as well.
Mechanics, I mean, I obviously our field, it's the most utilized high school and college field in the tri-state. Like, I got games there nonstop. I have a window right out to our outfield, and I see every team warm up. The amount of kids in high school and college, largely high school, that do not even know how to play catch in a way mechanically that looks good.
Wow.
It is absurd to me. And like you said, that goes down to the youth level. They're so worried about throwing hard, velocity, breaking balls, getting wins at the youth association level. I volunteer my time to help out and try to let them know being good at dominating at 8, 9, 10 means nothing. And you've seen it on the football side. How many guys have been so good, and then when it comes to actually implementing it at the next level, they can't do it. The mechanics, the basics, the understanding, the baseball IQ is such a lost art. And I think you even see it now. I mean, I see people complain about base running and reading balls and pitch sequencing. A lot of this stuff is such a lost art. Like, I'm talking like I'm 60 years old. Those are things that I really put a lot of value in growing up and put a lot of personal pride in, that baseball IQ, understanding what's going to happen before the play even happens, or running bases the right way, getting that extra 90 and really what it does for the team. So the youth level really needs that influx. And needs it the right way.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk about this event. This is fascinating. I was just thinking, we got to have Tony on just as a baseball analyst. We really should, if you can.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about all this stuff. It's fun.
Scout, I mean, come on.
Yeah, let's
get the baseball mind.
Let's go. Sixth best player on his sixth grade team.
I was the sixth best player on my sixth grade team.
I saw the swing, so.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, you said I lost a bet, and I did, and it's because I didn't hit a home run at last year's event that we're now going to talk about. It'll be at Wild Things Park, the Cam Hayward Foundation. It'll be the celebrity softball game. What do you got in terms of details, Tony? What do you got in terms of any guest, or why don't you just take the ball and run with it?
We're going to be announcing it today. So you guys are the first ones to know of this, and your followers will get first opportunity. Hopefully, be on the lookout of our website and social media at noon today. We'll have our ticket link go out. You can buy your front row seats and pound a beer with Crowley and Dorn and hang out with them and see the guests we're going to have. It's July 13th, Saturday, July 13th. That's usually when we do it, right before training camp. Money raising for the Hayward House and Cam's Foundation. Obviously, a super really cool year to do this. Walter Payton Man of the Year, when he got that award, I'm a very small part. I'm glad that we're able to share our platform. I sent him a text. I said, hey, I'm glad that you're being recognized for what you've done and the consistency you've done it. As you guys got to know him and interact with him, it is as genuine as can be. It is not a facade. It's not pulling teeth to have him do stuff. He genuinely cares so much about this area and kids. It's been a perfect fit for us, raising $50,000 last year for his foundation, benefiting kids here in the area through six or seven different programs that he supports. But the event should be fun. It's always a blast. Tickets are $15. It's cheaper than a ballpark or a stadium beer you're getting anywhere else. So you can sit in the stands there. Half of the ticket proceeds go to Cam's Foundation. It's going to be an action-packed lineup again. I guess I'll tease any of the new Steeler transaction guys that we brought in. They've all been have some conversation with. So that when I mean everybody, has had some type of discussion. So
be nice if you had a sunglasses-wearing quarterback.
I'm
just saying.
That would
be nice.
Could be my first email that I got a response back on. So we'll see. We'll see if we can kind of tie that bow up together and make it happen. And it should be a great event. We got a lot of other announcements coming with it as the format comes together, as guests come together. I'm sure we'll end up doing a tailgate with our guys from the Terrible Tailgate. A whole bunch of fun, raising money for Cam and the foundation. And I'm sure there'll be some more bets on the line and more home runs hit. And have a blast. Like I said, I'm glad it's everybody's favorite day of the summer. That's what it's become.
It's crazy that we're in year four, and you know, this is the fourth year we got together, you know, before COVID, then COVID hit and we had to push it down the road. But you know, we're incredibly lucky to have and watch Cam Hayward, who's a potential Hall of Famer on the field, but a Hall of Famer off the field and in the community. And we are proud to be a part of helping his foundation and helping kids and, you know, just being a part of his life. I think that we are very fortunate, us in the city of Pittsburgh, to have a guy like that.
No question about it. And your guys' partnership with this is wonderful, and the Wild Things partnership in this is wonderful, giving the venue and a lot of the support. And I know, Tony, how hard you work to put it all together. Last year was the first year I did it with you guys, and it was so much fun. And I had family, friends attend. They had a blast. You wind up getting autographs with some of the players who were kind enough to do things like that. Kenny Pickett, to his credit, he stayed for a long time and signed a bunch of autographs last year. So can't say enough good things. Saturday, July 13th. Where can you get tickets? When will they be available?
They'll be available at noon. Check our website, WashingtonWildThings.com, and all of our social media platforms. We'll put all the links out there. Definitely the lower level, the front seats will sell out immediately. So be on the lookout for it. Get that prime spot. See Dorn hit another home run or two. And
me not, yeah.
Yeah. Rub it in a little bit. Yeah.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Great, man.
Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.